Hey friends, it's your host Steph Connell, lifelong goal getter, betterment seeker, and both a student and master of making mindset matter. Through my 10 years of experience in coaching and leadership, I've seen passion and purpose diminish to form life's cookie cutter mold. And due to that, you see the train of unhappiness get more and more bogged down. My mission in life is to get a rise out of you. Together, we are building a community of women who can not only voice their vision, but bring that to fruition. You are daring. You are valued. You are needed. And you are ever growing, my friend. The world needs our courage, and we are bringing it on strong. So without further ado, let's get to it. It's time to be bold. Welcome on to today's episode of the Be Bold podcast. I am so joyous to spend these moments with you. You could be driving in your car, maybe on your way to work, or maybe you have some errands or an appointment to go to. Maybe you're walking. Maybe you're spending some time in nature. Maybe you are showering and getting ready for work. It could be numerous things, but wherever you are today, I'm honored that you have welcomed me into your space for the day. My thoughts are, when I listen to a podcast, that I'm actually allowing somebody to address my knowledge level. I'm allowing somebody to address my energy level. I'm allowing somebody to be in my space. And that is something to be honored, because it means that there's value, there's expectations, there's hopes that the person that I'm allowing into my space, first of all, is worth it, and that I feel that they offer something that I can use today. And I hope that I can do that for you. I just had the most awesome time having conversation with a colleague of mine and family member of mine who actually does a fabulous job at editing this podcast and just kind of making sure the word gets out to you and others that this is available to you to help you on your journey. And, you know, having the right kind of people in your space is so worth it. And what I really loved, and kind of where I want to set the tone of this conversation with you today, is where are we going in 2023? What is the vision? You know, having this creative panel and just bouncing ideas off of each other. And part of this conversation that I want to have, I have so many things rattling around in my mind for this conversation that we're going to have, but it's oftentimes that we are having conversation about where we want to go for a year ahead. And here we are, we're in a fresh new year. And thank you for allowing me to be in your space to help you set the tone if you haven't already set the tone. And just kind of getting a good feeling and understanding of what you want to do for the year ahead. Now, this is something that you can set anytime. And even during our conversation that I had, that literally was something that I said is I don't have an understanding right now of where it is that I want to go. I know the things that I love and what brings me joy, and I want to sit in that and own that. And that's part of the conversation of what I want to have with you, is how to set the tone and joy for the things that you love, really taking ownership and understanding the kind of things that you love in life will help you find motivation, purpose, inspiration in your coming months. A lot of times we are found lost. Here we are, it's January. I didn't even set my goals yet. You know, all these things start going around. It's like, that's where I'm supposed to be. Well, to be quite honest with you, we're often already too busy thinking about where we're supposed to be that we actually don't get to be. And I want to offer you and allow you to have that space with me right now to settle. I want you to settle into this very moment and who you are, the things that you love, the things that put a smile on your face, the things that allow you to relax your shoulders a little bit. I want to allow and recognize and tell you it's okay and it's needed in order for you to grow forward and goal set. One of my all-time favorite things is to goal set. I love having something to look forward to. But when that's all we do, I don't have a starting point. When all I do is look forward, I am so busy looking forward. I am so busy looking for what I should be doing, what it's supposed to look like, where I'm supposed to be, that I'm not actually being. I'm not actually finding the joy because I'm too busy looking for the things that are supposed to be bringing me joy. So today, my goal is to be present with you. And I want to share a story with you, my morning with you. It was the most beautiful morning, and it was not going the way that I had planned because I had a vision. So today was my day to podcast, and today is my day to sit down and chisel some of those things off of the list so that I can feel a little bit more accomplished, which yes, it does work that way, but something on the inside was telling me that something else had to happen this morning, and I'll share with you what that was. So this morning, I felt this huge tug as all the kids left the house, all the things got done. We delivered some products. I had Emberlyn help me. She wanted to be the delivery girl today, and the joy that was on her face, it was just priceless. I love that, just before she went to school. So we had fun with that. And then I got home, and as I was driving home, I felt like I should take my dogs for a hike. I was thinking of this plan of my basic routine, my glory morning. So, okay, I get everybody off to school. Then I come home. I'm going to exercise. I'm going to have my coffee. I'm going to have a healthy breakfast. And then I'm going to go sit down. I'm really going to hone into a space of how we can set the tone for the new year. But on my drive, I felt this huge tug to have rest, to not sleep, but to rest. So to me, rest is short form for restoration. How can I fuel myself so great today that I actually feel good about what it is that I'm doing? And the first thing that just made me feel calm and balanced and made me feel like my feet were on the ground was the idea of taking my dogs to a wildlife. It's called the Wildlife Management Conservatory, which is really close to us. It's really neat. It's this old Air Force base that has grown over, and they've got trails there, and our dogs can run off leash, and I can walk at my own brisk pace and get fresh air and just do the nature bathing that I love to do that makes me feel like here I am. Here I am. In my whole, my glory, I'm here and I feel good. I feel happy. I feel so good that I have an awareness of where I am. I can breathe and I can exhale. That's the key. I can exhale. And then I can feel peace. And that peace, that contentment, that brings me so much joy and worth of being here with you. And so that's all I could think about. That was sitting in my soul. It was a tug. And you know what I'm talking about. Because oftentimes we disregard and we ignore the tugs that are pulling at us. And it's in your core. It's almost like between your heart and your core, you can feel a sway, a pull. And that was happening for me this morning as I was driving home. And it was so interesting how the universe works, because as soon as I walked in the house, my dogs were so excited. Now, of course, they were excited because it wasn't a typical routine of me coming home. I would be off to work, but I could tell it wasn't the same, because as soon as I walked in the house, I went in the kitchen and I started to make my coffee. And I was debating in my head, should I do it? Should I go or should I stay? Like, what should I be doing? And it was so interesting because my one dog, she started whining and she's sitting there and her tail's wagging like she wanted something. You know when they know. But I did nothing that would have signaled this other than have that thought happening in my head. That was it. I was making my coffee. I've been home before many times on a special day where no one else is there. And the whining, you know, the ask you when they're asking you, come on, mom, I know that you're thinking of it. It's like they knew. Somehow they always knew. And if you're a pet owner, you know what I'm talking about. So I make my coffee. And then as soon as I looked over at her, I'm like, okay, I'm going to do it. I'm going to let go of the plan and I'm going to lean into life this morning because there's something in it for me. So I went and got the leash and they're all excited and I'm getting my phone and I put it in my bag and I'm thinking to myself, okay, there's a little change in plan. Maybe this can be my exercise this morning. And if you've ever listened to some of my conversations where I talk about exercise, this is a perfect example of where the exercise didn't have to be vigorous today. It needed to just be move my body and it can do so much more for you. And I thought I'm going to bring my phone because this is a perfect time for me to actually just clear my head in a space where I feel embraced and encouraged. And I can jot some notes down for some, you know, ideas and thoughts that come to me in the best of places. And so I've put the phone in my bag. I grab my coffee. I grab the leashes. I grab some poop bags and I'm heading out to the Jeep and I take the, you know, I open the door. I let the girls in. I put the leashes in there and I have my coffee that I set down on the ground so they could get the dogs up, shut the door, get my coffee. And I go into the driver's seat, start the vehicle and I'm backing up and I'm going and I'm halfway there. It's probably about a 15-minute drive, not a big deal, but I'm about halfway there and I go, I forgot my phone. And today I was going to do recording and I wanted to get some really good ideas. I don't have a pen and paper. I don't have anything to process my thoughts. For a split second, I felt kind of like frustrated because I had made another plan and it didn't go according to plan. And then quickly I caught my thought and I go, you know what? It's okay. It's okay because there is life that I'm leaning into and maybe I have a lesson here. Maybe I have a lesson that I can't be in control of everything, that I don't always have to have a plan, that maybe I just need to be today. And so we finally get there and we're walking and I'm breathing in the nice, cool, crisp air. It's about minus one, but it feels very mild. There was a little bit of a frosty snow last night, not a whole lot of anything. It wasn't too wet. It was nice. So the girls got to run and they go at their speed so they can move their body and really stretch and smell and take in all of the atmosphere and the environment that's around them. And myself, as I'm walking, I'm moving my body and my mind is shutting down. I'm telling myself that I'm allowed to be present. I'm allowed to be here. I'm allowed to do me. And the reason I caught myself just briefly here as I'm having conversation with you, I'm allowed to do nothing. That's what I wanted to say. That's by habit, but it's not nothing. I'm allowed to do me. I'm allowed to do what I need to do to love why I'm here. And that was my lesson going in. My lesson was I didn't need the phone. I didn't need the plan. I needed to do what felt right. I needed to lean into life because it had a better plan for me. It was a plan of resting, which is restoration. It was a plan to charge my battery. It was a plan to be with myself and remember why I like to do what I like to do. Hey, I'm popping in for a quick second to let you know that it doesn't take hard work to feel your very best. This morning, I woke up and felt so overjoyed and grateful for making the choice to stick to the plan. As a woman with genetics against me, hypothyroidism, and just having my third baby at the age of 35, weight never sheds easily. I'm excited to share that 8 months postpartum, I am well on my way to losing all the baby weight. Each month, it seems so depleting though, as it was only pound by pound. Small, seemingly insignificant steps left me feeling like, why do I even bother? You feel me? But my stick-to-itness left every pound adding up at the end to be a whopping 57 pounds down, increased energy, and I feel so confident. I didn't starve myself, and I didn't crash diet. I simply self-loved and stuck to the plan. I trusted the process and I knew overnight success is not a real thing. So listen, as a friend, for a brief moment, I am giving you complete access to my very own personal shopping cart where you can see what I've implemented into my life to help aid me in the process to being my best self. The cool part is, as my personal friend, you have the ability to use this as your own, and even better, I've got you 40% off my all-time favorites for my New Year's body reset. It's right here in the link in the show notes. Go grab it before that lovely voice starts telling you it won't work for you, because this message is finding you for a reason, my friend. Just hit the pause. It takes 2 seconds and click on the link. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Or maybe you do have something to lose. Okay, got it? All right, let's get back to the show. See, I found myself in a place the last, I would say, 2 years where I really found a lot of work in my work. And the reason it felt that way is because there was a lot of, during the conversation that I had in a business meeting this morning, it was a lot of conversation of treading water, but not moving. It was a lot of work, but feeling like we couldn't go anywhere. And if, you know, if you're a business owner, or if you're somebody who loves to be out of the house and you're a parent, you would have known this. You would have, or if you liked, if you're an extrovert, or if you, you know, you have some form of nature where you need to be out and feel like you're physically moving, but you felt restrained. That's what the last few years felt like. And even during this 2022, as much as life has been back to regular ways, it's still, I'm healing. And you're healing. And so a lot of me trying to do the things that I loved felt like work. I lost a lot of my joy. And so that's where I am right now. I want to feel the joy in what it is that I do. Whether you work in healthcare, whether you work at home, whether you are a full-time parent, whether you are anything. Whether you work in fast food, whether you work wherever, whatever it is that you do day to day, you can lose joy in those things if it becomes and feels like work and you haven't taken the time to be inspired and motivated in it. And if you've done it for many, many years, that in its own can be uninspiring if we don't set goals and inspiration and movement forward. And the only way that we can do that is by being present and understanding where we are right now and what brings us joy in that job, in that role. And that role doesn't have to be work-related. It can be who you are as a person. It can be your relationship. It can be your service and volunteer work. It can be travel. It can be, you know, you can do anything in life so much that you lose the light of it. That is the truth. And so it's our job. It is part of the job to actually find the light in the work that you do, the happiness and joy that brings joy to you in that work. And so what will bring you fulfillment and purpose and joy is being present. It's being still. It's being silent and finding those simple things that you actually love about it. So if you're finding yourself semi-uninspired or feeling tired or unmotivated or just feeling maybe ashamed or down because you don't have a goal set in place for your 2023, I'm going to tell you right now, stop. It's okay. It's normal. And once we have the awareness of that and the allowance, I want you to know that you're allowed to stop and it's okay. Acknowledge where you are, be present, and here's where we find out how we can move forward is by being present. The first step that I want to give you, and it's actually going to be my only step, it's just step one, is I want you to acknowledge and take the silence, because we're always so busy, and busy just can, you can actually be sitting but be busy. You could be sitting down and listening right now, but your mind is running so fast. This is where I want you to be silent and still, and I want you to be selfish. I want you to think about the things that you love. I want you to think about the things that you're really good at. I want you to think about what excites you. I want you to be a kid. I want you to un-adult for a second. I want you to unravel, and I want you to think about all the things that make you vibrate, that make you get excited, that make you feel the smile on the inside. And I want you to, you don't have to write them down, but I want you to acknowledge them, and I want you to celebrate them, and I want you to think about those things to your inner depth. I want you to feel them. I want you to feel those joys, those things that you've kind of set to the side because we have priorities over here. Why can't they be together? Could they be together? Could you find joy in your work that you're doing? Of course you can. Remember why you started doing it. Some of us start doing work because we have to, but your joy can be merged with it. And if they don't align and they don't work together, that is something to think about, because we're only here once. That's it. We get one shot at this. And the last thing that I ever want for any of us is to get to the end of it and be like, I wish I woulda. I wish I woulda. I wish I would have taken that step. I wish I would have gotten out of that job I really didn't love. I wish I would have gotten out of that toxic relationship. I wish I would have. I wish I would have. I wish I would have. We could wish our lives away. Then was it worth it? I mean, just take a moment to think about what brings you joy. That's your first and only step to finding the happiness in your journey, to reaching your goals. All of those things will follow because you'll feel inspired. You'll feel awakened. You'll lift, you'll lighten. So take that moment. It could be through journaling. It could be through a walk in nature. It could be sitting in your bed and not turning the TV on and just being still, allowing your mind to go to places where it can find things that you love. Where's your passions? They're sitting in there. Give yourself the space to find it. So listen, I really enjoyed spending these moments with you today, and I hope you did too. My gratitude is through the roof. But in order for us to make even more magic in this world, we've got to spend more time together. Make it your focus to connect consistently so you can continue to gain and change up your days to come. Secondly, we are a direct result of who we hang around with, and now you're in the world of becoming better. By sharing this episode, you are making an impact in someone's life, and frankly, we're just better together. And don't forget to tag me so I can send some love and shout outs back, my friend. Until next time, this is your host, Steph, on Be Bold. If you have found yourself really enjoying our time together and value high-level conversation, or maybe your heart and mind is simply so full of so much knowledge that you need to share it with the world around you, starting a podcast has probably crossed your mind a time or two. Podcasting was on my heart for years, but I was left feeling overwhelmed simply because it was a wild beast and I'd never stepped foot in that area before. And that's where Buzzsprout came in and saved the day and gave us this time together. It makes podcasting so simple and so effective. It's so effective, in fact, that it has helped over 100,000 people launch their own podcast, and I'm one of them. Buzzsprout will help you get your podcast into every major platform like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and more. You also have this clean and professional looking podcast site and audios you can drop into other websites, tools to promote your episode, and analytics to see who's listening and where, and so much more. And as a helpful aid, Buzzsprout is sharing weekly updates and tools to keep me informed so I can be mastering my podcasting skills from the very best. To start your own podcast and receive your very own $20 Amazon gift card, follow the link in the show notes. This lets Buzzsprout know that we sent you and help support the show. Thank you, Buzzsprout, for being the easiest way to start a podcast.